Nancy Hands with the Prevention Council of Roanoke County says several angels appeared for them like a half-match challenge the night before that brought in another $5,000 towards their goal. The spotlight on RVG that includes extensive media coverage and public service announcements beforehand is important for nonprofits with little or no funds for marketing, says Hands.
It also allows us to get the word out and let people know who we are.
Whereas the Prevention Council raised around $20,000, the most in the small organization category, at the other end of the spectrum, Roanoke Catholic ended Roanoke Valley Gives Day around $140,000, including $18,000 in special grants and awards from the Community Foundation. Michael Hemphill is the director of marketing for Roanoke Catholic School.
Our whole fundraising effort revolves around Roanoke Valley Gives Day. It really is an opportunity to inspire our donors and to galvanize them around a common cause.
The fourth annual Roanoke Valley Gives Day last Wednesday was a record breaker at $123,000 plus. Gene Morano, WFIR News.